مدینہ 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 تو کربلا، مدینہ 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 تو کربلا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد نور من نور الله. مرحبا خوش آمدید. Welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode of this beautiful series Madina to Karbala, brought to you by Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, these new series started in the beginning of this new Islamic calendar in this month of Muharramul Haram, and we all know that this month has a very great significance, and it's a very respected and honored month because indeed many auspicious events took place on the 10th of Muharramul Haram, and one of those great incidents which occurred was indeed the battle and the incident of Karbala, in which the Ahl Bayt and the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sacrificed their wealth, their lives, their children lives in the sake, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just for one reason, and that was to strengthen the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Islam, subhanallah, subhanallah. And they passed a message to everyone until Qiyamah that yes, we, the Ahl Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted to sacrifice ourselves, but we did not accept that we should give our hands in the hand of a tyrant ruler or an ignorant person. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. This was the jazbah which the Ahl Bayt had and the love they had for the deen of Islam, subhanallah, subhanallah. As very beautifully somebody said that قتلِ حسین اصل میں مرگِ یزید ہے اسلام زندہ ہوتا ہے ہر کربلا کے بعد. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And today's episode, today's discussion is also very unique. The incident of Karbala in a nutshell, some very important personalities who need to be remembered, a few lessons which we can gain from this beautiful incident of Karbala, inshallah, we will be discussing in today's silsila. And unfortunately, today is the last episode of this beautiful series. Yes, we just joined you for these few days of Muharramul Haram, and alhamdulillah, there were many important things which we learnt in these series with regards to the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Ahl Bayt Athar, the Shuhada, the ranks of the Shuhada, the Anbiya alayhi Muslim. Many beautiful points were discussed, many lessons we learned, many things we picked from the lives of these personalities, and we made intentions to instill them in our lives, subhanallah. And today, inshallah, we will be unfortunately leaving you all with this last and final episode of this series. But alhamdulillah, whenever a chance comes again, we will inshallah come back with a new exciting series with something new, something different, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Ya Zinda Sohbat Baki, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the life, then inshallah we will meet again. But for today, I would say just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's discussion with a cool mind, and inshallah there will be also many lessons which you can take with you from today's silsila, inshallah. Once again, we are very, very fortunate of being blessed with our Qibla Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. And Mufti Sahib has alhamdulillah very profoundly throughout these days, Mufti Sahib joined us every silsila, and he gave us his precious words of wisdom. Subhanallah. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mufti Sahib? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And how are you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We are indeed very thankful to Qibla Mufti Sahib for blessing us in these silsilas and showering upon us his beautiful words of wisdom. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we start with today's discussion, let's all make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. Let's all make good intentions before we begin the silsila. Whenever we hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will say azza wa jal or jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala. When we hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will inshallah act upon whatever we learn, and we will pass the message on to others as well. Subhanallah. The more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because we are discussing the incident of Karbala, there is one important name which needs to be discussed, and that is Yazid. We all know that yes, he was a tyrant person. He was the one against Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But what was the reason why he went against Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Who was this person? What were his actions? Inshallah, we will discuss that. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yazid was the son of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His kunya was Abu Khalid. He was that unfortunate and disgraceful human being from the Umayyad tribe upon whose forehead is the black stain of Imam Hussein's martyrdom. Allahu Akbar. He was born in a tribe infamous due to its immorality in the year 25 after Hijrah. His mother's name was Maysoon bint Bahdal al-Kalbi. He was a fat, ugly, and inelegant human being. His character lacked goodness. He was immoral as he consumed alcohol. And he was a tyrant who had no respect, and nor did he possess any dignity. Allahu Akbar. And regarding his actions, or regarding his filth, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the son of Ghaseelul Malaika Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, by Allah, we did not come out in preparation for war against Yazid until that time came when we began to fear that we would be pelted with stones from the skies due to his immorality. Means when his, filthiness reached that level, that we had the fear that perhaps the stones would come from the skies because of this filthy person. That's when we went out for war against this. Allahu Akbar. So this was a person, Yazid, his brief description, that he was a fat, ugly, indecent person who consumed alcohol, and lots of wrong things and indecent things were in his nature, in his character, in his akhlaq, unfortunately. And this was this wretched person, on whose hands is the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let us listen to a brief description about this. Qibla Mufti Sahib, we will now come to Mufti Sahib. We all know that Yazid went against Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the entire incident of Karbala occurred. But what was the main reason which forced Yazid to go against Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu?
After the departure of Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu from this world, Yazid became the ruler, and he wrote letters to all the governors of different areas or cities that they must start asking the prominent people to do bayat for Yazid. So similar letter was reached to governor of Madinatul Munawwara, Walid bin Uqba. And in that letter, he wrote that my father has passed away and I have become the ruler now. And everyone should pledge allegiance, and particularly he mentioned three names: Hussein bin Ali, Abdullah bin Zubair, and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And he said Do not give them any respite. Take bath immediately from them. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala knew very well that by denying to take bath for his authority and rule, he will turn against me. But Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a person of Islamic modesty, taqwa. So these qualities did not allow him that he should take allegiance of Yazid in order to save his life. And as a grandson of Rasulullah, as custodian of the Qabr Mubarak of Rasulullah, if I do that, that would be a license for the destruction of Islam and Muslim Ummah. Then everybody would have used that example and give up instead of working hard to reform the values of Islam. So he did not give up. If he took bayat on the hand of Yazid, definitely Yazid would have respected him a lot. He would have given him a lot of gifts, because then Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have been no threat to him. He was the Sajjada Nashin of the greatest darbar and mazar in the world, Imamul Anbiya. Look at the Sajjada Nashins all over the world, how much respect they have and how much worldly favors they receive from people, from rich people. So Yazid would have come and kissed his hands, asked for dua. He would have presented expensive gifts, gold, you know, dirham, dinar, everything. But Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu chose the way of standing on haqq and saving the deen, and not listening to any threat or any offers of Yazid. And this was the reason that Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to leave Madinatul Munawwara, that he would not settle with less than bayat, the allegiance, and I'm not going to do bayat on his hand. And the next thing is that the order will come to attack me, my family, right here in Madinatul Munawwara. So he decided to move to Makkatul Mukarrama. So this became the reason for him to leave the most beloved place, the city where his Nana Jan alayhi salatu wassalam is there, where many of other members of Ahl Bayt, even his mother Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha's Qabr Mubarak is there. So he had to leave that beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara and go to Makkatul Mukarrama.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So much respect and honor for the city of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, you know, I won't even accept. If when he comes to attack, obviously there will be noise, there will be commotion, maybe there will be some bloodshed. And this is the city of my beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we cannot bear that sort of disrespect to this city. Allahu Akbar. And then Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu then left towards the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Indeed, it is a very, very, very difficult decision to make. A person grows up in a place, he spends his entire childhood there, and you know, maybe his friends are there, his family were there, he remembers the walls, he remembers the earth on which he walks, he remembers the houses, he remembers the people, everything reminds him, you know, of his life. And the most important thing is that's where our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam is resting, and that is where the Rozai Mubarak is, and leaving that city and going away just for the sake of respect of that city. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu has set a perfect example that this is how one should show respect to the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Unfortunately, many of us, when we visit the blessed city, then we find people doing very weird and funny things which are against the adab and the etiquettes of that city. There is a city where a person was supposed to, you know, remain as humble as possible, as quiet as possible. A person was supposed to do the best of actions in those cities. But unfortunately, due to social media influences, due to so many wrong things in the world, people, when they go to these respected places, such as Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara, people, you find people doing all sort of weird and funny things. Indeed, this is not the way a believer was supposed to behave in these respected cities. Al-Hazrat very beautifully says that haram ki zami aur qadam rakhe chalna are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale, that it's a very respected city, and there you are walking with your feet. If you had the ability and the capability, you were supposed to walk on your head. Yes, your head is the most respected part on your body. You were supposed to put that respected part on the ground and then walk on that head, because that's how respected this city is. I mean, this is the city where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam walked, the city where the Sahaba ikram walked, and you are accepting to put your filthy feet on that park land. This is how the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would feel about the city of Medina. So my advice to one and all is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us, inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everyone, all our viewers, listeners, to visit the city of Medina and Makkah with their parents, relatives, and Murshid al-Kareem, when you'll go in those cities, then remember, observe the utmost respect, because that is the quote of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mutasab, if Mutasab could further elaborate on the incident of Karbala, what happened, how it started, any...
When Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu reached Makkah al-Mukarramah, the news went around, even reached Kufa and its surroundings, that Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu with his family has left Madinat al-Munawwara and he is now in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And they knew the reason because of what transpired through the governor of Medina and demanding bayat and etc. So people started writing letters from Kufa, inviting Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu to say that Yazid is fasik, he's sinner, he's a rebellious sinner, he is oppressor, he has too many, you know, bad attributes, he's an evil person. So we want to take bayat on your hand, because you are the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are a holy person, you are pious. And these people were regarded as lovers of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Sher-e-Khuda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to send Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was his cousin, his uncle, Hazrat Aqil's son. Hazrat Aqil is the brother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to go and observe the situation and assess the situation and then inform. So if the condition is right to come with family and travel, then we will come. While this happened, there were many Sahaba Ikram who were advising Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala not to go, saying that Kufis are not trustworthy people. You know, they're not faithful. They can let you down anytime. But Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala had good reasons for going. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi, Rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, explains reasons very well in his book. I'm going to read out some parts from there. Sadrul Afadil says that even though the news of Shahadat martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known to everyone, because that news was given from the childhood, and the faithlessness, disloyalty of Kufis was also known to everyone. But when Yazid became the king and his governance became a threat or a danger to the deen of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore it was not right to take bayat on his hand, and he was trying every trick that people should take allegiance with him, take bayat on his hand. And in this situation, letters coming from the people of Kufa, and they were demanding from Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu that we want to take bayat with you. In these circumstances, it was making it necessary upon Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu to accept their request, looking at the circumstances, the condition. When a nation is not pleased or ready to take bayat on the hand of an oppressor or a rebellious sinner, and they request the deserving person that please you come forward and we want to take bayat on your hand, and if he does not accept the request of the people at that time, it means that he has handed over the nation into the hand of that oppressor and that tyrant, that bad ruler. So at that time, if Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala did not accept the request of the Kufis, which they were asking, you know, that we want to take bayat on your hand, so they would have had a case against Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the Day of Judgment, that we wanted to turn away from Yazid and we wanted Hazrat Imam Hussain to come forward and lead us, but he refused. So now, as an individual, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to make brave and right decisions. So this was the right decision which he made, that there is a tyrant ruler, there is a sinner, there is a law breaker, there is a person who does not care about Sharia, he is characterless. Now on the other hand, people are saying, please come forward, we want to get rid of this person. You the right person, you the deserving person, we want to do bayat on your hand. So he had to make that choice. And the choice was that I cannot have this as a case against me on the Day of Judgment. If later whatever happens, Allah knows best whether they are loyal or not loyal, whether there is a trick or there is no trick, the apparent condition is demanding. that I should travel to Kufa and take Bayat and remove Yazid. So the corruption does not enter into the system of Islam or into the government which my Nana Jan has established, which the Khulafa Rashideen have worked so hard to build up and make it so strong. And even Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala conquered so many areas and made Islam strong. Now, this corrupt person wants to destroy that. So it became an ethical obligation and also a responsibility from the Sharia point of view that Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala should have accepted the request of the people of Kufa and go there.
Subhanallah, very beautiful explanations and very beautiful points to be noted by Qibla Mufti Sahib, which is mentioned. The reason why Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu departed to Kufa despite knowing, and although it was famous that yes, they are people who like to deceive. The martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known, but still there were some many valid reasons and points because of which Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to leave towards Kufa despite many Sahaba Ikram stopping him. Alhamdulillah, very beautifully Mutasab explained. So nobody should have any sort of doubt or any sort of misunderstanding in their mind that the Sahaba Ikram stopped Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but he still went towards Kufa. Very beautifully Mutasab explained the reasons, and everyone should keep these reasons in their mind and remove any sort of misunderstandings. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability of having the true understanding of the history of Islam, and likewise regarding the blessed personalities in Islam. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji Muftisab, if Muftisab could further carry on the beautiful discussion.
Well then, Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went with his two sons who were very young. And in the beginning, a lot of people came and they started doing bayat for Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The condition looked very favorable. And in those circumstances, he wrote a letter to Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu that all is fine, he can come. But then when the pressure came from Yazid and Ibn Ziyad, then people started turning away from what they were initially intending. And slowly but surely everybody left Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were cowardly people. They did not stand firm on their commitments. They broke the bayat. When the threats came from the rulers, we'll do this to you, we'll do that to you, we'll kill you, we'll destroy you. And they killed some of the companions of Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So finally everybody left him, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu also embraced martyrdom. So, but by the time letter reached and the caravan left, on the way they got the news, they realized that the Kufis, people of Kufa, betrayed them and they have left them alone. But then Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided not to turn back. Of course, the Rouhani reasons are also there. He knew from the childhood that he is going to become Shaheed. And he realized that this is the time. See, his martyrdom is very unique. First of all, it was informed right as his, at his birth that he is going to be martyred. And you know, there is no record of anyone making even dua for Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that oh Allah, remove this difficulty from him. I mean, his mother is Khatun Jannat. His grandfather is Imam al-Anbiya. His father is Sultanul Awliya. His brother is Hazrat Imam Hassan, the leader of the youth of Jannat. He himself is the leader of the youth of Jannat. Nobody ever made dua that, oh Allah, remove this difficulty, this azmaish, this test from Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because he was at the level and the maqam of Radha. When person reaches at that level, which is known in spirituality, maqami rada, at that point person does not will or desire anything for himself. His will and desire is totally lost and destroyed in the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at the example of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Beautiful example of maqami rada. We can say raza. That when he was being put into the fire of Namrud, they made a slide to put him in because the fire was too big and it was hard to get close to the fire in order to throw him in the fire. So they decided, actually it was the advice, the mashwara of shaitan, you know, make a slide. You know, slide, children play, you know, from the high point you leave the person and person goes down to the lower point. So this is how they made a slide. So they left Ibrahim alayhi salam from the top point, now he's sliding. Sliding and coming towards the fire. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes and he says, I'm here to help you. Now, knowing that he is Jibreel, knowing that he can help, knowing that there is fire, knowing that fire burns, and this is a genuine help that's there, who would refuse that? So he said, no, I don't need your help. So he said, okay, ask your Lord to help you. He said, no, because my Lord knows in which state his friend is, his Khalil is. So if he wants to help me, he will help me. And if he does not want to help me, he will not help me. I've lost my will into the will of Allah. So this is a very high station in Ruhaniyat. So Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was stationed at that maqam, that he was on maqam-e rada, and there was no turning back for him. The time was right. All the news that was given to him, you know, throughout his life he was hearing that. Of course, those were the ahadith which were being recorded and then transmitted from person to person. That's why those ahadith have reached to us, because many people have discussed. So, but he, as itmam-e hujjat, you know, to warn them, so tomorrow they must not say, you know, nobody alerted us, or nobody made us aware of certain things, so we made this mistake. So Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala gave a khutbah in Maidan Karbala before his martyrdom. I mean, all other martyrs of Karbala were martyred already. And now it's his turn and he prepared himself for that. And then before he confronted the Yazid's army, he gave a khutbah. And we'll share some of the words that he used at that time.
Allahu Akbar, indeed, very, very, very heart-touching. But, you know, it really touches our heart when we listen to the rank and the status and the martaba of Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that as Musa mentioned, he was on Maqame Rida. And you know, that is that Maqam where a person will, everything is just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, subhanallah. And that's why, you know, despite knowing that yes, I am going to be martyred, still that I would say that enthusiasm was there, you know, to be sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, subhanallah. And these are, you know, those who are fanafillah, and, you know, everything of theirs is just depending and evolving around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the rank and the status of the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this great personality, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, Mutasab has indeed left us in some beautiful suspense that there was a beautiful khutbah which Imam Ali Maqam gave before his martyrdom. And we must know that this is a situation, as Mutasab mentioned, that others were already martyred. I mean, sons are martyred, companions are martyred, a battle took place. He knows that, you know, the enemies are not listening to us. The water is not mass, there's no food, hungry, thirsty. So many issues happen. And then this khutbah is going to be given. Allahu Akbar, what beautiful words this khutbah has. How much emotions are attached with this beautiful khutbah. Inshallah, we will listen from Qibla Muftisab, Ji Muftisab, if Muftisab could mention that khutbah to us.
As I said earlier that you know, they were just few, and the army that came to fight with them were 22,000 personnel, trained army people. And in this situation, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave khutbah. And this khutbah was just as itmame hujjat, to warn them, to alert them, so they can't use an excuse on the day of judgment that we did not know. It's not that he was afraid of them or scared of them. He was the son of Lion of Allah. He was Lion himself as well. He said, after reading Hamd and Salat, he said, "Oh people, ponder upon my nasab, you know, my family, who am I? Whose son am I? Whose grandson am I? And then look towards you and tell me, is it right for you to shed my blood, to assassinate me? Am I not the grandson of your Nabi whose kalima you read? You say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Am I not his grandson? Am I not the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's brother, cousin brother, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who became Muslim at the age of 8 or 10 years of age? Tell me that Sayyidul Shuhada Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not the uncle of my father? Is Jafar Tayyar is not my chacha, my uncle as well? He was the brother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Did anyone of you not hear that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about me and about my brother that these two are the leaders of the youth of Jannat? If you believe that I'm speaking the truth, which in reality I'm speaking the truth because I never lie. But if anyone still has any doubt what I'm saying, so there are still some great Sahaba who are living at this time, such as Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari, Abu Sa'id Khudri, Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Go ask them that this hadith, what I'm telling you, that me and my brother are the leaders of youth of Jannah. We are categorical Jannatis. You want to fight with the people of Jannat. Who are you? Where you belong to? I'm the grandson of your Nabi. You say Muhammadur Rasulullah in your kalima, but you are here to shed my blood. So these warnings were given to these people before Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu fought with them. You know, he fought one by one. He destroyed many of the Yazidi, you know, army people. He fought with them, you know, when they came as a group. He went into them, and there were many injuries on his body, many injuries of spears and swords and arrows. And finally, he became shaheed in the Karbala. That was the place, you know, field of Karbala. So they attacked him from all angles with the spears and swords and arrows. He had 72 wounds and injuries on his body, and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the age of 56 year, 5 months and 5 days, on the day of Jum'ah, on the 10th of Muharram, in 61 Hijri, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu became shaheed. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahu Akbar. But the Yazidis thought they have killed Imam Hussain. But in reality, every tiny straw on the earth was saying, no, 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 you are wrong. They were saying, oh Hussain, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Shaheeds are zinda, no doubt, you know. Don't even say that shaheeds have become dead. Don't even say that, don't even imagine, don't even think that they are dead. So he is zinda. That's for sure, that's the evidence of Quran. But his kingdom is ruling the hearts of the believers till the day of Qiyamah. Shah Astu Hussain, Badishah Astu Hussain. He is the king, not Yazid. Is there anybody in the world today who accepts Yazid as a leader, as a king, as a ruler? But millions and millions in all ages and time and in every century, they regard Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala as the ruler of their hearts. So Shah Astu Hussain, he is the king, not Yazid. So Yazid's army assassinated Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They felt we finished Imam Hussain and Yazid became the ruler. That was just an apparent show for them for a while, and thereafter he was finished. But Imam Hussain is never finished. Shah Astu Hussain, Badshah Astu Hussain, Deen Astu Hussain, Deen Pana Astu Hussain. Hussain is Deen because he stood for Haqq. He stood for the message, the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stood for salat and sunnah. He stood against corruption, against evil activities. He wanted to see the deen of his Nana Jan pure and unstained from every filth. So he became the symbol of deen. His sacrifice became the symbol of deen. Deen astu sen, deen pana astu sen. He is the pana of deen. He is the refuge of deen. He is the protection of deen. Sardad nadad dast dardaste yazid haqqa ke binaye la ila astu sen. He gave head but he did not give hand. What was easy to give? Hand or head? That too not for cutting. I mean, if a person is forced into a situation and he is given a choice, we're going to cut your head or we're going to cut your hand. You choose. So what would be the choice of the person?
Hand.
Hand? Mm. Because he knows that if my hand is cut, I can still live, right. I can still survive. But if my head is cut, I'm dead. But here, one side is cutting of head, and other side is not cutting of hand. Other side is just giving hand into the hand of Yazid for allegiance. That's it. So, sardad nadad, dast, dardaste Yazid. He gave head, but he did not give hand into the hand of Yazid to take his bayat. Haqqa ke binaye la ila ast Hussain. The truth is that he is the foundation of la ilaha, which is the faith. He is the foundation of faith, no doubt about it. His love is the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the foundation of iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Hussain minni wa ana min al Hussain. Hussain is from me and I'm from Hussain. What it means? That I love him so much and he loves me so much and we are so close to each other that as we have become one. So this is the reality of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. As you read a share in the beginning, Shahadate Hussain asal mein marge Yazid hai, Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. So martyrdom of Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu in reality is the death to Yazid. And Islam is revived after Karbala, every time. Karbala means, Karbala became a symbol of sacrifice. It is another name for sacrifice. So Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. So there are many ways of sacrifices. One is reviving the salat and sunnah, building the character of Muslims, making them pious. So from many angles, giving them knowledge, writing books, correcting their aqaid and beliefs, and reforming them in many ways, in their aqaid, in their amal, in their practices. All that is part of the struggle. So Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A very heart-touching incident, and alhamdulillah Mufti Saab has summarized everything basically in a nutshell, and yes, he has given us the entire I would say conclusion of Karbala, that Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad. Subhanallah, it's a sacrifice, and yes, Islam does demand a sacrifice from you. And Mufti Saab just made it clear that sacrifice doesn't only mean going in the battlefield and fighting with swords or with spears. Reforming others is also a sacrifice. Making people act upon sunnah is also a sacrifice. Writing books and teaching people and reforming them is also a form of sacrifice. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the message which the incident of Karbala gives you. Obviously, it gives us the incident, the message of sabr, the message of tawakkul, the message of shukr, the message of many, many messages it gives us. But one beautiful message is sacrifice. That yes, whenever the opportunity comes, a person should sacrifice whatever he can. Your wealth is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrifice your wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your emotions, your feelings, your desires are those things which are not supposed to be with you. Sacrifice your desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sacrifice those comforts, those luxuries which you are calling comforts and luxuries. Sacrifice those things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the sacrifice which everyone needs. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Unfortunately, the discussion was so beautiful, but we are already towards the end of today's silsila. And as we mentioned that today will be the final silsila, unfortunately we will not be carrying on this beautiful series. It was for these few days of Muharram al-Haram, but inshallah azawajal, we do hope to meet you again for some other beautiful episodes in another beautiful atmosphere inshallah azawajal. Keep on watching Madani channel. We would like to thank our guest of honor Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah, for blessing us in these beautiful days with his beautiful words of wisdom and his Madani pearls, alhamdulillah. Beautiful explanations in these days. Many things I got to learn, many things you got to learn as well. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve our Qibla Muftisab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah and happiness. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, yes, you have everything. If you do not have this love, by Allah, you do not have anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone happiness. Be positive, think positive, stay positive. We hope to meet you soon, inshallah, only on Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, Madina to Karbala. Madina, Madina, Madina to Karbala.